Section 13, Personal Work.
The Need for Personal Work, subheading, Public Effort and Personal Work. Of equal importance with public effort is house-to-house work in the homes of the people. As the result of the presentation of truth in large congregations, a spirit of inquiry is awakened, and it is especially important that this interest be followed by personal labor. Those who desire to investigate the truth need to be taught to study diligently the Word of God. Someone must help them to build on a sure foundation. At this critical time in their religious experience, how important it is that wisely directed Bible workers come to their help and open to their understanding the treasure house of God's Word. Gospel Workers, page 364, 1915. Subheading, Cultivate the Soil. When a discourse is given, precious seed is sown. But if personal effort is not made to cultivate the soil, the seed does not take root. Unless the heart is softened and subdued by the Spirit of God, much of the discourse is lost. Observe those in the congregation who seem to be interested and speak to them after the service. A few words spoken in private will often do more good than the whole discourse has done. Inquire how the subjects presented appear to the hearers, whether the matter is clear to their minds. By kindness and courtesy, show that you have a real interest in them and have a care for their souls. Testimonies, Volume 6, page 68, 1900. Subheading, Come Close to Individuals. In Christ-like sympathy, the minister should come close to men individually and should seek to awaken their interest in the great things of eternal life. Their hearts may be as hard as the beaten highway, and apparently may be a useless effort to present the Savior to them. But while logic may fail to move and argument be powerless to convince, the love of Christ revealed in personal ministry may soften the stony heart so that the seed of truth can take root. Gospel Workers, page 185, 1915. Subheading, Places to be Worked, Not Just Preached To. The cities are to be worked, not merely preached to. There must be house-to-house labor. After the warning has been given, after the truth has been presented from the Scriptures, many souls will be convicted. Review and Herald, October 14, 1902. Subheading, Less Sermonizing, More Personal Work. If one half of the sermonizing were done, and double the amount of personal labor given to souls in their homes and in the congregations, a result would be seen that would be surprising. Manuscript 139, 1897. Subheading, Opportunities Lost. When personal work is neglected, many precious opportunities are lost, which, were they improved, would advance the work decidedly. Gospel Workers, page 364, 1915. Subheading, Souls Perishing for Lack of Personal Work. We may speak words of encouragement to those whom we meet. A word spoken in season, how good is it? Souls are perishing for the lack of personal labor. Letter 151, 1903. Subheading, Instant in and out of season. The minister must be instant in season and out of season, ready to seize and improve every opportunity to further the work of God. To be instant in season is to be alert to the privileges of the house and hour of worship, and to the times when men are conversing on topics of religion. To be instant out of season is to be ready when, at the fireside, in the field, by the wayside, in the market, to turn the minds of men in a suitable manner to the great themes of the Bible, with tender, fervent spirit, urging upon them the claims of God. Many, many such opportunities are allowed to slip by unimproved because men are persuaded that it is out of season. But who knows what might be the effect of a wise appeal to the conscience? Gospel Workers, pages 186, 187, 1915. Subheading, Love Souls as Christ Loved. We're called upon to love souls as Christ loved them, to feel a travail of soul that sinners shall be converted. Present the matchless love of Christ. Hide self out of sight. Manuscript 42, 1898.